every time fear, anger or sadness shows up, you try to push it away, right? You feel as though these emotions are a curse. They are a burden unto you. But what if I told you it is this perspective that you have towards your negative emotions that is keeping you stuck? Here is the secret. Every negative emotion is carrying a hidden message. And in the next few minutes, I will show you a simple practice that can flip your relationship with emotions forever, especially the negative emotions. So here is the question. If our negative emotions are not our enemies, then what are they? And what are they trying to say? I want to show you a very different way to see them through the understanding of Vedanta. Not as problems, but as signals that you can listen to. Your deepest nature is joy or bliss as per Vedanta. And when you listen to this, and when you understand this video properly, every negative emotion will point you back to that and will take you there. So let's start with the exact message that the negative emotions are trying to convey to us. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. Part 1 is about the hidden message in negative emotions. When emotions feel heavy, they are not random accidents. They carry a hidden signal from deep inside you. What we usually call negative emotions, that are anger, fear, sorrow, are not punishments. They are simply messages. From childhood, we hear that feeling bad means something wrong is with us. So when sadness comes, when anger comes, we feel as though we are broken and we are cursed with this nature and with these emotions. But actually, they are a profound gift. They are very, very valuable, and you will change your entire perspective on this today. Now, before we go there, let's briefly understand the primary premise of Advaita Vedanta. Vedanta says our true nature is consciousness and it is bliss. Satchit Ananda is the word that is used. You know, is a term that is used to describe our own true nature. And Ananda means infinite bliss or joy or fulfillment. So joy or fulfillment or that happiness is our true nature here and now, right at this moment. Now, if this is the case, then what are the negative emotions that we feel? Now, to understand this, let us look at an example. Think of driving a car in the reverse mode. If a pole is behind you, a beeping sound alerts you. That sound does not mean the car is broken. It simply gives a warning so that you do not go in the wrong direction. In the same way, emotions are like the beeps from your inner system. They are signals, not punishments. Let's take an example here. You look at someone who is more successful than you and you feel jealous. And then you set a goal to achieve something big and maybe something within you says, I'm not capable of that. I cannot do that. And immediately you feel a sense of negative bhava, negative state of being emerging. It can be sadness, it can be jealousy, it can be scarcity and so on. And this sadness and this jealousy is not your nature. It is simply a consequence of your thoughts. And more importantly than that, we can begin to use them in a very special way for our evolution. Whenever we feel these negative emotions, immediately tell yourself that I'm thinking wrong. This is not the right thought. That is why these negative emotions emerged. These negative emotions are indicators, which is trying to tell me that I'm thinking in the wrong direction. I'm going in the wrong direction. So stop comparing yourself to someone else and stop saying that you cannot do something and begin to accept who you are and begin to see yourself as someone who has already achieved everything and who already has everything and who is already full and complete. When you begin to see yourself in this way, all the negative emotions subside, showing you that you are thinking in the right direction. Now, within the Advaita conscious society, we have a concept called the Bhava compass. So it's like a compass that we are having, which shows us when we are going right and when we are going wrong. So if we are experiencing the positive state of being, the positive bhava, that is joy, fulfillment, freedom, happiness, it means the compass is pointing in the right direction and we are going in the right direction. But at the same time, if we experience negative state of being, like jealousy, anger, you know, resentment, depression and so on, it again means the compass is just trying to show us that we are going in the wrong direction. There is nothing wrong in the compass. There is nothing wrong in you yourself. The very fact that negative emotions are popping up shows that you are right. You are already full. It is because you are going away from your true nature. You are experiencing the negative emotions. So from Vedantic perspective, think of it in this way. At the center is fulfillment and joy and happiness, which is the core being, which is who you truly are. Now, the moment you walk away from this core nature, the moment you are out of alignment with your true nature, the compass begins to send a message and it gives you an indicator through a negative emotion. It can be fear. It can be a sense of scarcity. It can be jealousy. It can be anger. Whatever it is just an indicator which is telling you that you are going out of alignment with who you are. So just take a pause, become conscious and align yourself back to who you truly are and keep yourself there. You know, many years ago, I was listening to the lecture of Abraham Hicks and she spoke of a concept called emotional guidance system and it deeply resonated with me. And later on when I began studying Vedanta and when I explored Vedanta deeply, it made even more sense, where Vedanta told me that my own nature is infinite bliss. Whenever I am experiencing any kind of negative emotion, it means that I am not experiencing myself. I am experiencing something apart from myself and I am going out of alignment. Now to get clarity on this, here is a small test that you can make use of. If an idea or a thought feels light and uplifting, it is usually closer to what is real, who you truly are. If it feels heavy or painful or constricting in any way, it reflects a false self-view. Of course, there can be a lot of nuances and there can be a lot of details here. But overall, in a broad way, this is how we can look at reality. So that is the simple test. If a thought is uplifting, if it feels passionate, joyful, then it is closer to the truth. If it pulls you down, it comes from error. And at this point, you can also take a look at this, the map of consciousness that was developed by David R. Hawkins, where he speaks of different states in consciousness. And there are the lower survival paradigm, and then there is the neutral zone, and then there are the higher states in consciousness, and after all that is enlightenment, beyond which, as per Vedantic view, is the infinite consciousness, which is beyond description or words. So that is our true nature, and the farther we are from that, the more bad we feel, the more worst we feel about ourselves and this world. The closer we are to the source and ourselves, the more good we feel, the more joyful and blissful we are. It is actually as simple as that. Now with this, let's come to an important point, which is the conscious creation mantra of Advaita Conscious Society. Now we have different foundational and guiding principles within ACS. And one such principle is Yad Bhavam Tad Bhavati, which means however your state of being is, such a kind of life you're creating for yourself. Now, why is this important to understand? This is important because when you feel a certain way, it is not only that you are experiencing that state of being, but you are also propagating that state of being for the future. You are attracting and you are bringing to yourself different circumstances, events, situations, people based on your bhava or state of being. Yad bhavam tad bhavati means however your state of being is, such a kind of life you're creating for yourself. And if you can just memorize this verse, just do it. Yad bhavam tad bhavati. However my state of being is, such a kind of life I am constantly creating for myself. If you just remember this verse and apart from it, the bhava compass that I spoke of, you can navigate these negative emotions in a beautiful way and use them in a productive way like tools for your spiritual growth and evolution. And finally, remember the simple truth. Your negative emotions are not signs of your weakness. In fact, they are simply indicators, which is indicating you that you are in misalignment. And whenever any heavy feeling appears, you can follow these small steps. First, pause and ask what belief or thought this emotion is pointing towards. Then thank that emotion. Show gratitude to that negative emotion and let it guide you. And then let go of it. So that is all that you need to do. Whenever a negative emotion comes, just stop, take a step back and become aware, become conscious. See where that negative emotion is pointing toward. What thought or what belief is behind that negative emotion? That is what you need to address and that is what you need to be conscious of. If there are negative beliefs and thoughts, you just need to remove them, or you can focus towards certain positive thoughts or positive activity. You can meditate, you can listen to music. There are a lot of things that we can do in order to navigate that. But in essence, it is just about being conscious.